You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Marr. A string of racially inflammatory incidents at San Luis Obispo's Cal Poly State University over the past week and a half began with a student wearing blackface at a campus fraternity party. This week, Cal Poly's president suspended All Greek Life and announced a series of new diversity initiatives. And then white supremacist material showed up around campus. KCBX's Tyler Pratt reports.
On Tuesday, Neil McDougall found posters promoting diversity slashed in front of his office and other racially charged flyers tacked up around them. The associate professor of agribusiness called attention to the photos by posting them on his Facebook page.
I think that I was targeted as someone who was outwardly supporting undocumented students, supporting inclusion and diversity.
The photos McDougall posted are especially troubling, like the one that compared groups of humans to chimpanzees.
They're implying, they're not saying it outright, but they're implying that, oh, if you see different groups because of skin color, blacks, are they a subspecies?
Other images were global maps that connected skin tones to incidents of rape and homicides as well as IQ. The university called the flyers racist and hateful, but didn't say what it was going to do about them. Cal Poly's president has repeatedly denounced racist behavior on campus, but says it's free speech and his hands are tied. For now, the immediate concern is that more racist actions will occur as conservative provocateur Milo Yiannopoulos is scheduled to be on campus next week. For the California Report, I'm Tyler Pratt in San Luis Obispo.